Organization for Action will now, and in the decade ahead, center upon Americans' white middle class, Alinsky wrote. That is where the power is. For Alinsky, the pragmatics of power meant radicals needed to realize the value of their middle class experience so they could stop rejecting their middle class identity to build bridges of communication and unity. Correctly, Alinsky saw radicals such as himself and Obama as elitists by nature. The last thing Alinsky wanted was for himself to be middle class. What he sought was to grab the power from the corporate and business elite he reviled. For Alinsky, the middle class was a pawn. He could only produce his desired change by convincing the middle class to side with him in its own destruction. Jerry Kelman was clearly a student of Alinsky, the school in which Obama enrolled when he decided to leave New York and head off to Chicago for work was Saul Alinsky's school. The path he chose to follow was Alinsky's path, politics, not insurrection, even if in his own mind, Obama was a revolutionary pursuing change. Alinsky taught that politics, camouflaged as community organizing, was the only effective way that socialist elites could mobilize the have-nots to take power from the haves. One of Alinsky's prize pupils was Hillary Clinton, whose 1969 senior thesis at Wellesley College was a 75-page salute to Alinsky. In his 1971 book, Rules for Radicals, Alinsky tells us he learned from Lucifer, the Prince of Lies, and he modeled his writing after Machiavelli, the original architect of power politics. Alinsky defined the job of an organizer as to rub raw the resentments of the people of a community. When he asked new students why they wanted to organize, he shouted back at them a one-word answer: you want to organize for power.